When you're looking to widen your network by engaging allies, it's important to set out exactly what that means, because it's easier to say you're an ally than take the necessary actions for that to be effective. As with all network activity, impact is in the doing to address systemic problems, not just proclaiming identity. For that reason, before we get onto some guidelines for allyship, let's address some of the common mistakes with a list of things they probably shouldn't do. Don't expect to be taught or shown. Allies shouldn't need someone to hold their hand. Yes, we may want to engage them by running educational events, and we'll look at one in a bit. We may want to be available to answer questions, but people are accountable for their own knowledge, especially given we live in an information age, and they should first try to educate themselves before relying on other communities to do it for them. Don't compare oppression. Some allies will see this as a way to show empathy. They understand your struggle because they've had one too. It's better as an ally to listen and acknowledge their circumstance without drawing comparison. This doesn't solve the issue and is an attempt to place yourself into their narrative. Don't be an expert. As much as good allies will come to understand their role in your network efforts, they should not present themselves as an authority because they will always lack the lived experience. This doesn't mean they won't have a lot to offer or achieve great things, but allies should not become liberators in their own right. Don't take undue credit. Leading on from that, it's important not to overplay your impact. It's very likely that an ally's work is building upon the efforts of many people who have come before them. Just because you had additional power to make change does not mean you were the force behind it. Don't assume that everyone is oppressed. There can be a temptation by allies to understand everyone's personal struggle. As we've seen in the roots of intersectionality, just because systemic oppression exists does not mean that always manifests as proof within an individual. Many people in networks would prefer to keep an even balance of power and not rely on allies as the unoppressed majority. Allies themselves are subject to systemic oppression and need to acknowledge that their words and actions have been shaped by that. There will be many things they need to learn and unlearn, and accept that there will be mistakes. Allies who do not own their role in this, but proudly declare their allyship, could be doing more harm than good, because they present themselves as a trusted stakeholder without doing the work to make a positive impact.